It's time for LevaCare Connects on KDOM. Real conversations, real support, simple, meaningful insights that help you care for your mind one moment at a time.
Welcome. You're listening to LevaCare Connects here on KDOM. I'm Sarah Adkins, COO at LevaCare. And today we are going to discuss what it feels like to reach out for support for the first time and what to expect. There are many things that can keep us from reaching out and asking for help when we need it. Let's talk about some of the common reasons that keep people from reaching out for support. One of the most significant barriers to seeking mental health support is how we perceive ourselves and fears of how others might view us. Many people hesitate due to the fear of judgment, worrying that a professional might scrutinize our thoughts or our life choices. However, therapists are specifically trained to provide a non-judgmental, empathetic space to explore these concerns. While opening up to a stranger about deeply personal matters can feel intimidating and emotionally risky, this vulnerability is actually a strength that serves as the foundation for genuine healing. Acknowledging the need for support is a courageous act that defies societal myths and stigmas that incorrectly label seeking help as a sign of weakness. Even the common worry of being a burden or overwhelming a professional is met with specialized expertise, as therapists are trained to hold space and help you manage even the most difficult emotions. Uncertainty about the process itself can often lead to hesitation, especially when you aren't sure what to expect behind closed doors. Many people worry about not having the perfect words or blanking out, but it is our job to guide the conversations and meet you exactly where you are at. There's also a common fear that receiving a diagnosis will feel like a permanent label or define who you are. In reality, providers use these as roadmaps to ensure your treatment is effective, not as a reflection of who you are or your identity. While the prospect of revisiting painful experiences can feel daunting, therapists are trained to help you navigate that emotional work at your pace and as you're comfortable, and at a pace that feels safe to you. Ultimately, even if you have doubts about whether therapy will work or feel your problems aren't serious enough, remember that everyone deserves support, and taking that first step is the only way to find out what's possible. Beyond the emotional hurdles, practical logistics can often feel like the biggest obstacles to getting started. It's completely normal to worry about the costs and whether your insurance will cover the services you need, as affordability is a major concern for many. Reduced fee scales are available when completed. Just ask. Additionally, the fear of not clicking with a provider can be discouraging, but it's important to remember that finding the right therapist is a lot like any relationship, and it may take a try or two to find the best fit. What can you expect when you first call into LevaCare for an appointment? When you call, you'll talk to a care coordinator who specializes in helping people get started. They'll begin by gathering some basics like your name, birthday, address, and insurance details, just to make sure we have everything needed to get you the right support. Once that's done, they'll match you with a therapist or provider based on what you're looking for. You'll also be assigned a dedicated care coordinator who will stay with you throughout your journey. This person is your go-to contact. They'll work closely with you to find an appointment time that fits your life and gets you seen as soon as possible. At your first visit, here's what to expect. You'll complete some standard forms like insurance verification, treatment consents, and releases of information. These releases are important because they allow us to collaborate with your other doctors to give you the best care possible. Your care coordinator will sit down with you and go over these forms in person before you meet with your provider. Finally, you'll head into your comprehensive evaluation. This isn't a test. It's just a deep dive in conversation. You'll talk about your goals, your history, your family, and your work or school life. It's your chance to share whatever you feel is important so your provider truly understands who you are and how to help. Remember, mental health matters every day. Join us in June as we continue with LevaCare Connects.
Join us each week at this same time for LevaCare Connects. proudly serving Southwest Minnesota, Nobles, Jackson, and Cottonwood counties. To learn more about today's topic, phone 507-376-4141. The 24/7 Crisis Hotline is 1-800-642-1525. This has been a LevaCare Connects on KDOM.